T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we have primary care doctor with an expertise in pancreatic cancer. He is also an author, Dr. Earl J. Combazzi. And Dr. Combazzi is also listed in the Castle Connolly Top Doctor listing, which is a big, thick, 4-inch book internationally. And we've had Mr. Castle, who owns the company, many times on this program, and John Connolly, the president. So we're very familiar with that. I'd like to tell you a little bit about this man, and I want to mention of the wonderful care that he gave for the former chairman of the board of NBC for his late wife. And she had an enduring battle with pancreatic cancer, and Dr. Earl J. Combazzi was there to help the family and to help Mr. Wright, who's one of America's top executives, internationally renowned, 20 years leading NBC television as president and chairman of the board. Dr. Combazzi is board certified and is trained in practice at some of the finest medical institutions in the country. At the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, Dr. Combazzi spent several years on staff providing medical care and teaching resident physicians. Dr. Combazzi completed his medical training at Johns Hopkins University and served as chief resident. He earned his medical doctorate from the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He also holds additional postgraduate degrees, including a Master of Public Health with emphasis in health care policy and management, and a Master of Health Sciences with emphasis on immunology and infectious diseases, both from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And I know what a wonderful university is because I've met many times with David Koch, who I believe gave $100 million to Johns Hopkins to cure cancer, as he had prostate cancer 35 years ago. Let's talk about why we should learn about genetics and to get our genes tested. Dr. Earl J. Combazzi.
Brian, thank you. Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners in particular. I'd like to start this by making 3 points. And the first of those is that genetic testing and genetics as a science is now ready for prime time. And what I mean by that is that it's no longer just a kind of a niche science where it's for rare genetic diseases, nor is it just a curiosity where it talks about, you know, if your earlobes are attached or can you smell asparagus after you've eaten it. Secondly, the technology is only going to get better and the price will come down further. So I'll leave it to you to decide, you know, if you want to get some testing now or if you want to wait a little bit. It's like that purchase of a computer or the purchase of a TV set. They're great now. They'll always be a little bit better. But I would say if you have some health concerns or you just feel like checking, maybe just to get some reassurance that you have good genes, now would be a good time to look into it. And finally, and this I would say is the most important point, that most genes are tendencies, that is genetic tendencies, and they're not destinies. So that's the whole reason to get tested, because if it's a tendency, that means you can do something about it. I strive at least to practice medicine in the real world. I do my best to do that, because that's where people are. Kind of keep in mind explaining things to them clearly, keep cost in mind. But let me give you an example of what I think turned out to be a good real-world application. I had a patient who recently had their whole genome sequenced, and came back with several very interesting and a couple of important results, but by far one was the most important, and that was that she had a 3 times the normal risk of a colon cancer. And so immediately we ordered a colonoscopy. Fortunately, the colonoscopy was normal. Now, a normal colonoscopy, you would normally repeat it in 5 years. But because of this genetic risk, the specialist said, get one every 2 years. And of course, colon cancer, if you catch it early, it's almost 100% curable, whereas if you catch it late, it's almost, well, not quite 100% lethal, but it's a very tough disease when it's metastatic. There's several different types of genetic testing. You can get the whole genome sequencing. That includes everything. It's about $1,000 now. We use Veritas Genomics. They're very kind. They said, you can call us a partner. Well, their true partner is the Mayo Clinic. And, you know, if the Mayo Clinic and Veritas are partners, it says a lot. You can just get what they call pharmacogenomics, where it takes a look at how you metabolize drugs. And there's multiple vendors of that. It used to be that only a doctor could order it for you, but now there's some directed consumer options, one of which is 23andMe. I think 23andMe should be highly credited. It's a leader for direct-to-consumer introducing genetic testing to the world. They've done roughly 5 million tests for published data. But we have to keep in mind that they just do kind of a sampler platter. They only do 0.3% of the genes, which is like 3 genes out of 10,000. And that is, it wouldn't be 3 genes out of 10,000, I'm sorry, 3 base pairs out of 10,000. It's more of a technical term, but according to Aaron Gardner at Gene Food, the FDA recently gave them permission to do further testing, and so that's going to come along. And of course, that's at a lower price point than the whole genome sequencing. But what's the reason to do this? It's kind of, you know, people have their own life coach. I've actually never met anyone that had their own life coach, but my point is you need to be your own life coach. And to get your genes tested, then you kind of accept who you are. Say you're not a long-distance runner. That's a good thing to know, and don't force yourself. But the big thing is to find data, genes that you can impact, make good decisions. One more point to make, Brian, and I'm
We have 27 minutes. You can take as long as you like, because people are concerned about pancreatic cancer. It is a devastating disease, and we have to know how we can prevent this dreaded disease. Go ahead, doctor.
Pancreatic cancer, the genetics, unfortunately, we don't have a good genetic test for it right now. And this is going back to where I say the technology will only get better. As of the moment, I have a real passion for those with pancreatic cancer. I've written a book about it, but unfortunately...
Tell the name of the book, so if somebody's listening in Buffalo, Toronto, Washington, D.C., and they want to get it on Amazon, tell the name of the book and how they can order it.
Sure.
It's with Amazon. You can get it. Just if they look up Dr. Earl J. Compazzi, it will come up, because it's about pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get that title later from Dr. Compazzi. But now you were talking a little bit more about pancreatic cancer.
Just diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, first steps and more.
Okay, that's very good. Repeat that again, please. So if somebody wants to go to Amazon to buy that book.
Just diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, first steps and more.
I would have a problem remembering that, too. It's a long title. That's why my name was shortened from Ruskovsky to Rusk, because nobody could spell it. So, good. We urge all our listeners to look up Dr. Compazzi's book and get it if you're concerned about this devastating disease. He's trying to prevent it. and trying to help people who are going through this very, very difficult stretch with pancreatic cancer. Our guest today, again, is primary care doctor with expertise in pancreatic cancer. Our guest is Dr. Earl J. Compazzi. We're doing a remote taping in Palm Beach, Florida. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Samantha Maruli with Cancer Alliance in the Palm Beaches, helping people with their expenses as they're trying to overcome cancer, and also the people who've called nationally and in Canada about Tommy James and the Shondells with the 100 Million Records, who was our guest. And then we thank people who've called regarding Ken Abramowitz, who has a website in New York City, Save the West, who's concerned about preserving Christian and Jewish culture so that radical Islamist terrorists will not overtake the West. A little plug here, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and click on the radio.com or listen tab. And Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Dr. Earl Compazzi. Again, he's a primary care doctor with expertise in pancreatic cancer. Dr. Earl Compazzi also earned his Master of Business Administration with Health Services Management concentration from Duke University Fuqua School of Business. He completed his Bachelor of Arts at the Johns Hopkins University, a wonderful institution. Let's talk about how far along we are with genetics as a science. Dr. Earl Compazzi.
You know, it's a very interesting question, and the answer is a little vague. I would say we're very far along, tremendous accomplishments, but with so much further to go. Genetics naturally lags information technology, IT. One, because it's dependent on it. The amount of data, we call it big data, produced by sequencing the whole human genome, which is over 3 billion base pairs, that's roughly 100 gigabytes. And so it's you need tremendous IT before we could even get to where we are right now in sequencing data. Secondly, just inherently, the human body is much more complicated than a computer. Man built a computer, man did not build the human body. We're still learning about the intricacies of how it works. The big milestone was we first sequenced the entire human DNA, the whole genome, the whole code, in 2003. And that was a result of a 15-year international effort, cost $3 billion. Now, just amazingly, at least in this kind of a theoretical basis, but someone's DNA can be sequenced in one day at a cost of about $1,000. Do you believe that, Brian?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, you know, I have to say, in truth, because just the way life is, that they have to get the specimen, they have to validate it, they have to validate the results, they have to print the report. In truth, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks, but at least theoretically it can be done in a day. And the NIH produced a graph that showed, you know, as fast as computer technology, IT, is making advances, genomics is at an even faster pace. But then there's some things that are very humbling, very almost troubling. We don't know how many genes there are. We have it narrowed down. The best estimate is 20,000 to 22,000. Now, but, you know, again, that's a little bit odd. You would think we'd know exactly how many human genes there are. But it's complicated. some genes are relatively simple. For instance, your blood type. If your father was blood type O and your mother was blood type O, you will be blood type O, and it won't matter, you know, your experience, whether you had good nutrition, whether you got lots of exercise, lots of fresh air. Those are the genes, and that's your blood type. However, most genes are very much affected by the environment, and also most genes code for more than one thing. Think of more something like butter, where genes are used in a recipe. Like multiple genes go into many traits: your intelligence, your artistic ability, how much you weigh. All kinds of tendencies are multi-genomic, so it gets pretty complex pretty fast. I just want to give you kind of a flavor of that and not kind of bury you in the intricacies. And, you know, a couple of simple examples. For instance, weightlifting. You and your twin may have the same exact genes for muscles, but if you work out and he doesn't, you'll have bigger muscles. And that's a very simple example, but also on a chemical basis, genes are affected certainly by tobacco smoke, certainly by some carcinogens. So genes are not, it's not like a computer programming where if you write a certain program and put it in 10,000 computers, all 10,000 computers will do exactly the same thing. The human body has a code, but it's not a destiny.
Very good.
Another question, maybe?
Yes. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with Dr. Earl J. Campazzi, board certified. He's a primary care doctor with expertise in pancreatic cancer. He's an author. He's also listed as one of the top doctors with the Castle-Connolly Guide for the last 3 years, Dr. Earl J. Campazzi. We're honored to have him with us back again on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. So a little bit more biographical information. In 2006, Dr. Earl Campazzi founded Island Medical Care, which was the only primary care practice on the island of Palm Beach. At the request of his patients, Dr. Campazzi began offering concierge medical services. In 2013, Dr. Earl Campazzi decided to focus entirely on primary care concierge medicine under the name of Campazzi Concierge Medical Services. Our guest today, with a tremendous expertise in pancreatic cancer, he's also a very caring physician, as I've seen with his patients on a few occasions, so we're happy to have him with us. Why don't you explain, what are genes?
Well, thanks, Brian, and thanks. You're overly generous with those comments. Thank you. I didn't want to start with this because I wanted to explain, you know, why to look at genes and about genetic tendencies, etc. But let's go back just so everybody knows what we're talking about. And genes are essentially coded instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing when you think about a fertilized egg. Let's use an analogy that, say, someone's building a resort complex over several square miles, many buildings, pools, golf course, you name it, and then somebody shows up in a Mini Cooper with all the blueprints. And that, in some odd way, is the way the human body is, that the one cell, the one fertilized egg cell, has all of the code, all of the instructions to build the body. So it does that, and that is really a pre-choreographed almost dance, that there's 200 different types of cells in the body, brain cells, muscle cells, pancreatic cells, and then in total there's about 40 trillion cells, which is, you know, twice our national debt. It's a phenomenal number. At the beginning, it's when, you know, have you ever installed software into your computer?
And I've done it, but I'm not good at it.
Me neither.
but I've done it.
But it just sort of auto, it does its own thing. Once you've given it permission, it just unfolds, and it's then on your computer. And that's the way body goes from the one cell to the embryo to the fetus. It really does its own thing. Pretty much, you know, certainly no drinking, no smoking, but pretty much it's all genetically determined. And then let's fast forward to when we're an adult. So a lot of the genes instructions, you know, go towards your height and so many of your tendencies. But at that point, you're very influenced not only by your environment, but by your decisions. And that's where there's nothing like having a scouting report. Knowing, you know, are you prone to a heart attack? If you have one of the several heart attack genes, you might want a different diet. Preventing coronary artery disease, cardiovascular disease, it's not one diet fits all. It really should be determined by what genes you have. And I don't want to go too much into the weeds on that, but this is getting to be a beautiful age of personalized medicine where it's not one size fits all.
Very, very good. We're going to talk in a moment about current genetic testing. Again, for those who just tuned in, if you're listening in Montreal, Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We always like hearing from our Canadian and European listeners, so drop us a note. Dr. Earl Compazzi, let's talk about current genetic testing. What is going on in that area?
Genetic testing can be kind of loosely divided into several groups. One, prenatal testing, and this is probably one of the older forms of genetic testing. It really has helped so many people, but I'm not going to focus on that for today's talk. Health screening, pharmacogenomics, this is where I think the emphasis should be. It's about preventive medicine and then also making sure that there's not mistakes made. One thing I haven't mentioned too much is the pharmacogenomics. Right now there's five classes of medicine where it's the most applicable. Many people, older people, are on blood thinners. A lot of people for cholesterol are on statins. Also, depression is so common, people don't always admit it, but depression is so common. So antidepressants...
You're talking about depression when people have pancreatic cancer?
That's a kind of a secondary depression, but I'm talking just in general.
In general.
When somebody's on an antidepressant, pain medicine, or some medicines for gout, that it really, you know, people say, you know, I'm very sensitive to a certain medicine, or that medicine doesn't work for me, and that is not in somebody's imagination.
You're talking about 5 or 10% of the American public.
Yes.
Suffers at some point during their lives with depression of some type.
Oh, I would say it's even much higher.
Higher.
Much higher, I would say. But
all right.
But my point is on the medications themselves, that it's not your imagination if you say, this doesn't work well for me. You can actually see it with the genetics. And with the testing, you can save a lot of time and trouble of trial and error and go right to a better medicine for you. This is going to come around very quickly. You watch, pharmacogenomics testing will be very commonplace.
Let's have some final thoughts, as we only have about 3 minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 with Dr. Earl J. Compazzi, primary care physician with an expertise in pancreatic cancer. What final thoughts do you have? What would you like to add, Dr. Earl Compazzi?
You know, I'm going to take, for my final thought, one example, because this is so much to wrap your arms around. And
right.
I thought maybe if I could give one example, which I would call the most interesting gene, at least what I find to be the most interesting gene. It kind of has a long name, apolipoprotein E. And it's abbreviated several different ways. ApoE or ApoE is one word, or Apo and then capital E, but regardless, it's the same gene. And It's relatively simple. Basically, you have either type 2, type 3, or type 4, and you have two copies of it. So the type 2 gene is the best gene. The type 3 is kind of neutral, and the type 4 is bad. And you say, well, that's nice to know, but what's the significance? And the significance is a couple-fold. One, if you have the type 2 gene, you have some reassurance, and you should also, at least according to a book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene, you should eat a diet that's fairly high, maybe 30% healthy oils. Whereas if you have the type 4 gene, you should have a very low-fat diet. And this gene has an influence on both heart attacks and on Alzheimer's. And the essence of the gene, and this is where so many important genes are, is it's a cleanup gene. That it's not only do we produce waste, our cells build up protein inside, and this gene kind of helps get rid of the waste product from each and every cell. And calling it a cleanup gene, and having the number 4, it doesn't work as well. So then we have to try harder with diet and exercise.
We have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Again, we've learned so much from Dr. Earl J. Compazzi, author, primary care physician with an expertise in pancreatic cancer, a noted scholar, very well regarded in Florida and internationally. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us about genetics and pancreatic cancer, Dr. Earl Compazzi. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.